Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Digital technologies bring immense benefits to global society. However, this same connectivity that brings us together also exposes countries around the world to significant cyber threat, said Ann Neuberger, U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor. Ransomware is one of the most pervasive and damaging of these threats.
In July 2023, the port of Nagoya, Japan's business shipping port, was hit with a ransomware attack by a group, Lockbit, which forced the port to stop handling a large portion of incoming shipping containers. That same year, a ransomware attack against the pathology partnership in the UK led to significant risk to the national blood supply. And South Africa's National Health Laboratory Service suffered a ransomware attack affecting the dissemination of lab results, hampering national efforts to respond to an outbreak of Mpox.
Indeed, the U.S. government is aware of over 1,500 ransomware-related incidents in 2023 alone, generating over $1.1 billion in ransomware payments, said Ann Neuberger. Of these attacks, 51% in the first half of the year targeted U.S. victims, with the remaining 49% spread around the world. This is truly a global threat, she said.
Healthcare and emergency services is one of the top four most targeted sectors for ransomware attacks, with at least 191 incidents worldwide in the first half of this year alone. In the United States, our Federal Bureau of Investigation reported 249 reports of ransomware incidents against the healthcare sector last year.
To defeat this dangerous crime spree, we will work together, said Ann Neuberger. 3 years ago, 68 nations formed the International Counter-Ransomware Initiative.
This initiative focuses on disrupting ransomware attacks, enhancing the security of critical infrastructure, and increasing the capacity and incident response capabilities of partners together. We're also using our own law enforcement capabilities to disrupt these crime waves. And to make ransomware attacks less appealing, we're working closely with cyber insurers and the private sector to reduce ransomware payments and improve incident reporting.
Ransomware attacks will continue and perpetrators will thrive as long as ransoms are being paid and criminals can evade capture, particularly by fleeing across borders, said Deputy National Security Advisor Neuberger. We can collectively eradicate this scourge if we act together, abide by our shared principles, refuse to pay criminal gangs, and help each other apprehend the cybercriminals who think they can outmaneuver our system.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.